In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Who do we say that Jesus is? Our answer to this question is one of the most important in the Christian life. It's expressed in our words, but even more so with our actions, and in times when churches and Christians have faced criticism, it's usually because of a failure to live out this question in a way that seems true to who Jesus really was and what he was about. Getting the question of Jesus' identity wrong is also the tension around which today's gospel is centered. In a moment, away from the crowds, Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter seems to answer brilliantly, which makes us then wonder about the stern warning that follows, or why Jesus calls him Satan only moments later, when Peter seems to be responding as a friend. Peter's objection to Jesus' prophecy sounds like something that any one of us would say to someone we love if they told us that something bad was about to happen to them. But it's not Peter's loving concern that Jesus took issue with. Rather, it was his failure to understand who Jesus really was. Jesus was the Messiah. Peter got that much right. But at the time, Peter and the others would have understood the Messiah to be a political and military figure, someone who would deliver the people from their oppressors by overthrowing old orders and establishing new, though in a way that was only earthly and temporary. When Jesus went on to explain the kind of Messiah that he was, one who saves through weakness, not power, one who redeems by suffering, not conquest, one who gives his life rather than calling others to die in battle for him, and one who must suffer, be rejected and killed, and rise again. It is this vision of Jesus that Peter can't accept. Jesus needed Peter and the disciples, his closest companions, to understand and accept him for who he truly was if they were going to follow where he was leading. That is, in the way of nonviolence and establishing a new order of mercy and grace, in what would be and remains the only way of peace and freedom for all people. So we can see why Jesus spoke unequivocally to Peter. But we can also appreciate how hard that must have been for Peter. Who Jesus revealed himself to be in that moment was not what Peter expected. It's not what he had in mind when he made the big decision to leave everything. He probably didn't know whether he was ready for this new role he was being called into, because it meant Peter and the disciples, and not Jesus, were going to be the leaders of this movement's expansion. And he probably couldn't bear the thought that Jesus wouldn't always be with them in that way. We may recognize some of our own story in Peter's today, as many of us are finding out that what's coming next may not be what we expected, and we're having to work through what all of that means. For those who don't know, This last week, I announced that I've accepted a call in Portland, Oregon, to be closer to Jordan and my families. It was one of the hardest decisions we've ever had to make, because we love this church. I want you to know that these last 4.5 years have been some of the best of my life. Emmanuel is the kind of church that I always dreamed about serving in. The friendships we've made here and the family that you've been to us away from our family has touched us in the most profound way. You've given us the blessing of knowing what it means to live in true Christian community. We love this church. We love this city. There's nothing that makes us want to leave. And in many ways, it's sooner than we were expecting or were wanting to go. Just as Peter was trying to process Jesus's revelation, there's a lot to process in this time of transition. This is a loss. And like any significant loss, it's often accompanied by the stages of grief, denial, anger, fear, and sadness. It's okay to have whatever emotion comes, allowing yourself the time it takes and asking God to comfort you and fill you with divine peace. And when you find that you're ready, I encourage you to return to the work you are doing and whatever God put in your hearts before hearing this news. Because God's plans for you haven't changed. And because this is the time where you get to decide who and what this parish is going to be for the next 5 to 10 years. Even though the future is unknown in some respects, I have great hope for Emmanuel, precisely because of the way you answer the question that Jesus asked his disciples. Things are going to be okay because of who you say that Jesus is. You say who Jesus is by the way you treat faith as a verb, serving and partnering with those most in need in our city and treating them with love and dignity. You say it in the deep, abiding spiritualities that have come through in our conversations. You say it in your commitments to one another, in good times and bad. You say it in the abundant spirit of welcome and acceptance shown to everyone who comes in our doors. And you say it in your affirmation and embodiment of the idea that though we may have different beliefs and opinions, through Christ, we are one. None of this is going away. I also believe Emmanuel is going to be okay because who God says you are, which is the most important truth an individual or community can be empowered with. God says you are loved. You are a delight. You are enough right now, as you are, no matter who is in the office of the rector. And things are going to be okay because of who God is calling you to be. This church has a tremendous reputation in our city and our diocese for being a leader in change. The continued expansion of offerings for children and families and upcoming lay-led efforts like the Beloved Community Project, the support of the Family Justice Center, and things being explored in the Jeremiah Development and Shelter Care Partnerships are just a few examples of the future that God is calling you into. As we think about what's ahead, I would like to call to mind how 5 years ago, in the discussion groups connected to your search for a new priest. You came with a list, up with a list of things you hope to see happen in this community. As a result, you called me to increase the presence of young families, facilitate healing where there was conflict, find avenues for meeting the sense of spiritual hunger, and honor liturgical traditions while pursuing innovation. In the time since then, so much has happened. And as I was talking with a parishioner last Sunday at coffee hour, in an undercroft surrounded by lots of people, great food typical of Emmanuel hospitality, kids of different ages running around, and on the heels of a jubilant kickoff Sunday with the full choir and children's choir and the new children's classrooms. We talked about how we were experiencing the very things that were hoped for just 5 years back. God has done so much for us and through us. I can appreciate my role in helping bring some of these things about and where I've led well, but I still maintain that most of my work has been to unearth and spotlight the many wonderful things already here. This was already a generous, compassionate, talented, and committed place. Affirming that and bringing the people and pieces together has been a joy. Today, I hope you'll be encouraged by the fact that this congregation is in a healthy place. Relationally, financially, in program and facilities, things are doing very well. You also have a strong leadership and staff to see you through this transition. And the lay leaders and diocesan staff who helped find and call me, along with other new parishioners and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, are going to find a great priest for this church. Also, please be encouraged that the most important thing, your relationship to God and to one another, is not changing. And your and my relationship is not over. It will simply change. We will always have this extraordinary time we shared, where I was your priest, and you were my parish, and now you'll have a friend in Portland. As it was for Peter and the disciples, whether or not they knew it, I hope you see that the future is in you, and the plans that God has for you are good. God will be with you. Things will be okay. Greater things are yet to come. And I will always cherish the way that you, Emmanuel, have been God's very presence to me. Amen.